VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Yeah.
Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us fast and free at 888-723-4630.
That's cute.
Cute.
Okay, so I'm in the chat room now. Yay! Something has happened, some little glitch that I had to go in and I had to... Anyway, it's okay. I'm in. What can I tell you? I had to sign out and sign back in again up in the left-hand corner, which you don't usually have to do because there's some glitch. Hmm. So someone on the chat board wants a listing dished. I want to do it just because of their screen name, which I adore.
Yeah.
Screen name is Must Have Fell Off a Truck.
Uh-oh.
MustOffell.
Shouldn't that come with a
truck?
Must
Have Fell Off a Truck.
It's a fell off a truck.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Forget about it.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So, shall we look at it?
Yeah, let's look at it.
Okay, the item number is 1820.
Yeah.
2282.
Yeah.
6659.
Yeah.
Again, that's 1-820-2282-6659.
Well, look at that.
You want to read the title? Camacho Cigar.
Camacho Cigar 11 Blade Swiss Army Style Survival Knife Built-In Flashlight.
Hmm.
So
could be a problem in that title.
Yes, do you know what it is?
If the Swiss Army people. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're using a brand name that maybe, I'm pretty sure is trademarked. I'm not absolutely certain, but it could be. So I'm not sure I would.
First thing I noticed.
Yeah.
So.
But otherwise.
Otherwise, it's, you know, it looks like a
I could be wrong, by the way.
It looks like a good title.
Yeah, it could. I'm not absolutely certain. It may not be a trademark.
I wouldn't have had so many things in caps.
Yeah,
it's okay to put a couple of things in caps.
Well, or at least to be consistent, because it says, Camacho Cigar, 11 Blade, Swiss Army Style, Survival, Knife, Built-In Flashlight.
Exactly. Some people believe that you should not put all caps in a title.
Because it's shouting.
That's right. And it's not as easy to read, believe it or not.
It isn't. It's right. It's hard to read.
So the title, you might want to look up. Well, how do we find out? Okay, if we put Swiss Army Knife. Swiss Army Knife. Swiss.
Yeah, that's a registered trademark.
Yeah, it is.
We just figured that out pretty... It's owned by Victorinox. Victorinox, right? So I would suggest getting rid of that particular part of the title.
Right.
Post-haste. Companies they don't react kindly, and they issue takedown demands when people use their trademarks to sell items that aren't... They didn't manufacture.
And explain what eBay has to do when they get one of those orders.
If the rights owner contacts eBay and says, take it down, we have to take it down immediately. And there's no hemming and hawing. There's no, well, prove it. There's no...
Well, let me call the guy first. There's
right, none of that. If a rights owner, based on the current law, which is the Digital Millennial Copyright Act of 1996, needs updating, it's 20 years old. If a rights owner were to call and say, take this listing down, it'd be taken down immediately.
So we're dishing a listing for Must Have Fell Off a Truck, eBay seller, a good eBay seller, by the way.
Yeah.
682 feedback, score 100% positive feedback.
And, so that's the title. I like the photos. The photos are really cool. Nice white background. I can zoom in. They're huge. I can see everything about this. Like it very much.
And then you get to the fourth one, and I know that they were just trying to take a picture of that to show the light.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a little, so when you're taking a macro shot close up, You've got something called the depth of field, and this is a good photograph to show it. The depth of field is that based on your lens, I'll try to make this simple, where you're, it'll focus at a point, and at macro, because the aperture is wider, you have a narrower depth of field. So at the point that you're focusing on, there's a limited distance before that point and after that point that'll be in focus. And so what happens is you focused in on the front of the knife where that curve is, and the light itself is out of focus. So that if you wanted to bring out that the light and have that be in focus, you would have to have set your focus by pointing it at that place on the knife, and either taking the photo there, or most digital cameras, phones don't do this very well, but digital cameras will, is you press the shutter button down halfway, and it sets that as the focus area, the depth of field. So then you can recenter the shot, and what you end up with, so you move your camera over, and then you take the shot, and that point that you initially focused on would be in high focus. In this case, that would be the light. It's not a bad photo, but it could be improved by that. This is something that doesn't necessarily come intuitively to photographers, the idea of depth of field and focus. But it is important to understand how it works in your camera, and your camera manual will explain it as well.
Sure, okay. That's easy for you to say.
I know.
As we're all looking through our camera books right now.
Well,
anyway, let's continue this listing dish. So we like the pictures.
Yeah, I like the pictures.
We're a little concerned that he's got Swiss Army style in there. That used to be called spam wording or something. I don't know.
Keyword spam, but this is actually trademark violation.
Worse.
You're using another company, another rights owner's property to sell, and the rights owners, that brand is their property, that trademark. You're using it to sell something that is not a Swiss Army knife in this case.
So what about
it's like me having a can of Pepsi and then saying, buy this can of Pepsi Coca-Cola.
It's also, we had that. Remember all the Mad Men stuff that went up on the site? Because if people were selling anything that was like mid-century modern or whatever, they'd stick Mad Men in that. So is that keyword spamming, or is that also...
I don't know what happened with that. I do believe that Mad Men was a trademark. And is it AMC? I forget which studio where this was broadcast. But I do believe they started cracking down on that. I don't know if that was successful.
Okay, so it's free shipping, so we like that.
Yeah.
We like the pictures.
We like the pictures.
And I way like the description.
Well, of course you do, because it's short and to the point.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is made by Davidoff. That's a great company.
And I wouldn't so much have put this, centered the top things there.
Yeah, it's all right, though.
It's okay, but I wouldn't have done that. And again, you've got some of the words in caps, some not. It's kind of...
It's very inconsistent to do that.
It is.
So what I recommend... a default style that will offend no one and still be easy to read and still look professional is initial caps on each word in the title. So just the first letter of each word capitalized. That's what I do with mine. Looks great.
I
see ad copy do this all the time. Advertising copy do it. Works great.
I am going to give a 4.9. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll give it 4.9.
Yay! Okay, that's good.
And fingers crossed that Swiss Army Knife isn't listening to the show.
Yeah, really. Well,
because they'll take the listing down. Really.
I know, but we had to say it. Okay?
Yeah.
Karen in Springfield, Ohio, known as Stained Glass Karen. Oh, Karen's a first-time caller. Thank you, Karen.
Yay! We like first-time callers.
Yay.
We'll be gentle, I promise.
Yes, Karen, what's your question or comment?
Well, I was calling regarding the Good Until Canceled with the missing product identifiers.
Yeah.
I had posted a quote from an eBay email recently, and Betsy said, can you please call this in? So.
Right.
So anyways,
this is the one where good until canceled listings won't renew.
Right, and I think that's part of the confusion with saying that if, you know, we don't get these up to date, that our eBay's just going to cancel our listing.
No, it just won't renew. It just won't renew. It won't be canceled.
Okay.
You'll have to go in and make the change, and then it'll list again.
Yeah, it said they'll need to be completely recreated as new listings without any sales history, and I wasn't... I guess that's not clear. I think I've got everything up to date, but...
As long as you have...
What does sales history mean? Does that mean it's just you have to start from scratch, or just...
No, it means that
category?
If the listing was a multiple... And I don't quite understand this, because if the listing doesn't renew, you should be able to go in, add the product identifiers that are required, or if they're not available, type in does not apply, or select unbranded if it's a brand. And then when you relist it, it's the same listing with a new item number, but that should have carried the history over. And the history means if it's a multiple quantity fixed price listing, that's all it means. If it's a single quantity listing, you don't care about the history. It doesn't make any difference. If it's a multiple quantity fixed price listing from which you have made sales, those sales may be giving your listing in comparison to identical items in a search an incremental boost in best match. That's all it means.
Okay. Well, I think I'm just thinking that's where some of this confusion is coming from, that, oh my goodness, eBay said they're going to shut down our listings. But
right. So it's not, I remember in discussion how this was going to be handled. It wasn't to shut down the listings. It was just to keep a good until canceled listing from renewing, or any listing if it's a time duration, until the thing is fixed. But this thing about recreating... I don't know what that means, so that's not what I was led to believe. Let's talk more about this in a minute. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com. You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Call within our stated handling time. This is CJ, right?
CJ.
Very clever. Call within our stated handling time, which is at any time during the show, 888-723-4630. Hey, we were talking earlier with someone who called in about the product identifier warning for good until canceled listings. Yesterday, we had a community chat. We had, the weekly chat with staff, and it was with David Worm and myself. David is a person on the product identifier team. And I was a little alarmed at the amount of confusion that's out there about product identifiers and the project itself. And so I'm thinking, shame on us, because we're not getting this message across the right way. There's still a lot of sellers who are looking at this as some sort of make-work project that is, quote-unquote, someone said on the chat board, the suits are making just, to make our lives difficult. Let me be really clear about this, and I've talked about it in the past. So the product identifier project is absolutely crucial to the success, continued success and growth of your business and eBay. It is not a minor thing, and it is not a make work project. It is actually absolutely critical to continuing the success of this marketplace, this august marketplace, 20 years old and growing. The world is a very different place online for e-commerce than it was even 10, 15 years ago. As more inventory has entered marketplaces, managing that inventory, organizing it and structuring it in a way that makes it really fast for a buyer to find exactly what they're looking for. And I'm not talking about the browser buyer, the buyer that's happy to browse through categories of stuff looking for inspiration. I'm talking about the shopper who comes with a wallet and with determination to spend money on a product and can't find what they're looking for. And the reason they can't find it is an inventory store of 700 million plus different items that is not arranged by some sort of structure will not be efficiently servable to a buyer community. And if you're selling on eBay, what you're looking for is the buyer who's looking for your item. And if we don't organize our data, which is what this project is, in a way that makes it easy for a buyer to find it, then they're not going to shop on eBay. I can't be any clearer than this. And I'm clearer, I think, than most people here, because I think, you know me, I don't talk in corporate talk. But I'm also very excited about this project because I see it as it brings incredible benefits, both to sellers and buyers and overall to the marketplace. One of the questions that comes is, why are you asking us to put in UPC codes? Buyers don't search by UPC codes. And you're absolutely right. 99.999999% buyers don't search on UPC codes. It's a very rare thing that a UPC code is used for search. That's not the intention. That's not the purpose. I'll give you an example of how this works. Currently, although some products, specifically in electronics now, have moved forward with all this structured data. For the status quo on eBay is, if you were looking for, I'm going to say, I want to buy an iPhone 6S Plus, right? The big one, the most recent one. If you type those words into eBay, and I haven't done this in a while, this might actually be improved with structured data today. If you were to type those words into eBay, you would get an enormous amount of returned listings, and they would include everything because it was keyword search, and sellers might be using those keywords to describe a cable, a charger, a car charger, maybe it's headphones, maybe it's audio speakers, maybe it's a case, maybe it's an iPhone. this becomes really difficult for us to serve up. So we got to keep like providing filters and, you know, check this if you're looking for this. And even then, we know that sellers, intentionally or not, will miscategorize items. So it becomes really difficult to find what you're looking for. And on the same breath, we can't present just what the buyer is looking for in a way that is compelling, that shows them the best value from the best sellers, because it's based on something that is not consistent. It's based on keywords. If, however, everyone who lists an iPhone 6S Plus is required to put the UPC code for that item, whether it's, right now it's for new items. When a buyer comes and they says, I'm looking for iPhone 6S Plus, we can then present to them, are you looking for a phone? And they say, they check the box. They say, well, I want a phone, or they click on the phone. And now we know we can serve up every single phone because we have the UPC code. And that's what structures the data. Not that the buyer searches on the UPC code. Don't be silly. Buyers don't search on UPC codes. That's not what they're intended for. They are intended as a consistent, universally recognized data point where we can then, as a marketplace, take all of the inventory from thousands, if not millions of sellers of iPhones, and then present it to the buyer and says, here are our iPhones. Would you like to see the cheapest? Would you like to see new? In the future, we could say, we have used iPhones because we have the UPC code for that.
Now, we still have Karen on with us.
Sorry, Karen. Did that make
Karen,
sense?
Karen, did we take care of you?
Are you sure she's still on?
Karen.
I think I may have pushed her away with
mine. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, Karen.
Okay. We thought you were still there.
Does that make sense, Lee?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Right.
Very important. Do it.
And there's outside stuff that are happening that are important to sellers. Sellers say Google shopping is very important. You should, if it's important for you, remember Google's not eBay, then you need to be up to date about what Google's printing on their shopping blog or Google blogs about what changes they're making to the way they take items from different places like merchants and marketplace aggregate feeds, which is early on when it used to be called Google Base, before it was Google Shopping, any seller could send them a feed. And it was basically a product feed, and it was mostly based on keywords. That's not true anymore. Google has announced that in the future, for specific categories like electronics, for new items, if there's no UPC code, they will not include it. This is the way the world is moving. And it makes perfect sense because they want to be able to present in their particular e-commerce venue, which is they aggregate product from across marketplaces and merchants in a way that benefits their buyers, because they know if they don't, the buyer will go somewhere else. They'll go where it's easier to shop. Now, if we were like a certain marketplace, which shall be nameless, that also sells and competes with their marketplace sellers, and they have the product in their warehouses, getting the UPC codes and organizing and structuring the data is not that hard, because they can just, they've got the inventory. They can just pull the codes off themselves, which is what that certain marketplace does. eBay doesn't compete with you. We don't sell merchandise. We don't have warehouses full of retail product. You do. And the only way we can structure the data is with your cooperation. So I do talk to a lot of sellers who say, yeah, I get this. And they're doing all they can to add where appropriate, where necessary.
Where appropriate.
So those are new items in specific categories.
Right.
But I tell the story that knowing what I know about product identifiers and how important they are, I sell mostly pre-owned shoes. When I list a pair of shoes, I'll go and search for identical new pair, the same size and everything, and I sometimes find them. Sellers will sell those, and they'll sometimes show the box because it's new in box, and I can zoom into the photo. And I can get the UPC code. I don't need to do that. It's not required for pre-owned shoes. But I do it because I know how important it is. Because when somebody searches now for those particular Cole Haan burgundy cap-toe Oxford dress shoes, mine are more likely to show up. That's why I add that, even though I don't have to. Because I want buyers to find my items.
Excellent.
I hope this made sense.
It did. And we thank you for that. Griff.
Yes.
Here's the deal.
What?
The guy we dished a listing for at Theatrical Head to Toe.
Yeah.
We have made updates to the listing that Griff and Lee dished at the beginning of the show, and we welcome others in this chat to check it out and see if they like the updates.
Oh, my.
Big difference.
5.0 for you, seller.
Big difference.
Huge difference.
Now, there is one little thing.
What's that?
Okay.
What?
Well, okay, I like everything about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think the photos are a little tiny, not clear enough.
Well, these look like stock photos because what happened to them is they've been blown up a little bit. So the first photo actually is in sharp focus. The second photo, it's when you zoom in on it, you can see it's like pixelated.
Yeah.
And a little bit of that happening with the third photo, but I still think it's an improvement.
It's a big improvement. Are you kidding?
Big improvement, yeah.
Well, thank you for, trusting us enough to make those. Oh, and down below.
And he did. He actually changed.
Yes.
He changed the other one, and it's much better. It looks like a stock photo, but who cares? It's the right photo, and it looks great. You get a 5 for each of these now, in my view.
Yay. Thank you so much, Theatrical Head to Toe. We appreciate that.
You look professional now. These look like professional photos. That's great.
And also, somebody brought up regarding the Swiss Army knife-like thing, that they never mentioned that it was a knife.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Folding pocket knife, right?
They say survival knife.
It's a folding pocket knife.
Yes, it is.
Those would be more appropriate words.
That would be appropriate.
Thank you, CJ, for picking that out.
Most definitely.
We have eagle-eyed sellers.
Yes.
They find stuff that you and I don't see.
You got that right.
Because we're old.
No, you are.
I've
decided I'm younger.
Yeah.
I told you that there are a couple
of a certain
female
age.
Talk show hosts that got younger than me as the years went by.
Well, that's Vaseline
because
on the television
I tell
lens.
The truth about my age and they don't.
They don't?
Very funny. No. So they've been saying they're younger. They keep getting younger.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was younger than them in the 70s, and now they're younger than me.
So I'm going to stick up for them in the next segment.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Your call is top-rated, 888-723-4630.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.